You are listening to the audio production of I'm Such a Masterpiece, Shattering Stigmas, Reframing Our Fears, and Finding Ourselves Fully Loved by Andrea M. Nyberg, published by Redemption Press. This book is read by the author. Dedication. To every person who's felt the weight of loving Jesus while living with mental, emotional, and physical illness. Disclaimer. This book is not a replacement for therapy or medical care. I am not a doctor, therapist, or scientist. If you are not under the care of a doctor or therapist, know that there is no shame in getting the medical and professional help you need. Your life matters, and it's worth investing in. If you're feeling suicidal, there is 24/7 support available to you. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988, the new 3-digit dialing code. Chat with a support staff member at www.988lifeline.org/chat or text HOME, HOME, to 741-741 to reach the crisis text line and connect with a trained crisis counselor. This book is also not a replacement for scripture. We will look at Bible passages in each chapter, but the main goal is for you to know you're not alone in your questions, doubts, and fears. Keep going back to God's Word, opening your Bible, and looking to Him for the truth, wisdom, and peace only He can provide. Our shared experience is a holy gift. God gave us community, and we're in this together. But apart from Him, we can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Only God can do the true work of transformation. Introduction. Start here. You are not alone. Have you ever felt like a prisoner in your own body, gripped by fear and hopelessness while holding everything you ever prayed for? Do you struggle with feeling like too much and not enough, convinced you're unwelcome, unwanted, and unable to overcome the pain of your past? Have you turned to God's Word for comfort, only to feel like a failure because you've mustered up every ounce of faith within you, but the mountains just won't move? Me too, friend. Me too. We may not know each other personally, but I want you to know I don't take the word friend lightly. If we're not friends yet, I pray we will be by the end of our journey together through this audiobook. And as your friend, I just want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the pain you're holding. I'm sorry for the times you've reached out for help and love and were scolded and misunderstood. I'm sorry for the confusion you've felt in your relationship with God as you try to figure out how to love Jesus while living with anxiety, depression, insecurity, and self-sabotage. And let me assure you of this, you are not alone. Perhaps like me, you've suppressed your instinct to seek medical or professional help because you're convinced this is a lack of faith on your part. When I hit rock bottom, I was desperate for resources to help me understand what was happening and how to cope. The first book I read on faith and mental health promised to point me toward hope, but left me feeling more ashamed and alone than ever. The author espoused the belief that anxiety and depression were not diseases that could be effectively treated with medication, but rather symptoms of a deeper issue that could only be healed through hope in Christ. Now, here's where I want to be really clear. The hope of Christ is what offers us the deepest healing and the truest freedom. The triune God is all-sufficient to meet our needs. The problem is anxiety, depression, and shame can blind us to the truth and freedom available to us in Christ. Having personally experienced this and talked to countless others with similar stories, I firmly believe these conditions can manifest as diseases that require medical intervention for some.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?